In October 2002, Jiang Zemin, China's then head of state, visited the United States. When he visited Chicago, something happened that took him and the rest of the world by surprise. On the afternoon of October 18th, U.S. attorneys Terry Marsh and Frederick Rhine, representing Falun Gong practitioners, filed charges against Jiang and the notorious 610 office in the Federal District Court of Northern Illinois.
This lawsuit seeks to hold Jiang Zemin, the president of China, accountable for the brutal torture and murder of Falun Gong practitioners carried out under his direction.
The lawsuit, based on the Alien Tort Claim Act and the Torture Victims Protection Act, charged Jiang and the 610 office with genocide, torture, and crimes against humanity. These U.S. Code statutes provide protection to plaintiffs against human rights abuses committed anywhere in the world, as long as the abuses are in violation of the law of nations. Such abuses include torture and genocide, as well as arbitrary detention.
There's also a convention on genocide that we used as well, which is an international treaty, which is self-executing, meaning that we can use it as a jurisdictional basis in our lawsuit. And its role is that it waives the head of state immunity for persons who commit crimes against humanity and genocide.
The plaintiffs are individuals who have been tortured in China at the hands of the 610 office or have relatives who have been tortured for their belief in Falun Gong. They also include people who have been put on a blacklist compiled by the Chinese government.
The goal of the lawsuit is to stop the persecution in China and to use the legal system in the United States to alert the world to the Holocaust that is occurring at this point in China, so as to mobilize more people to help us stop the persecution through non-legal means as well.
Jiang created the Gestapo-like 610 office specifically for the purpose of eliminating Falun Gong from mainland China and exterminating all those who espouse the principles of the practice, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance.
It's probably the only nation in the world that has ever criminalized the principles of compassion and truthfulness and benevolence. If in China one holds up a banner that says compassion, one is picked up by the police, put in prison, subjected to forms of torture that are almost unimaginable. They have selectively targeted especially the vulnerable persons who practice Falun Gong, for example, women and children and the elderly.
Under Jiang's direction, the 610 office uses unimaginable brutality to suppress the practice. It is a wide-scale, systematic attack and a campaign of genocide by all definitions of the word. People are fired from jobs, expelled from school, fined, and forced into homelessness. Their families, friends, neighbors, employers, co-workers, and colleagues are also implicated by association. Women in their 60s and 70s have been forced to crawl in the snow and beaten, often to death, when they can't move on. Mothers have been forced to watch their infants be killed in front of their eyes. Women have been forced to have abortions, and they have been raped and sexually abused or tortured by police and gang raped by inmates. Persons who practice Falun Gong in China are hung upside down from ceilings, put in cages, and shot with batons carrying as much as 20 or 30,000 volts. They are put in psychiatric hospitals and subjected to high doses of nerve-damaging psychotropic drugs and other mental and physical torture.
It is clearly a genocidal campaign against anyone who embraces the principles of Zen Shaolin, anybody who believes in the tenets of Falun Gong. I think certainly the people in China will be horrified to really have to come to grips with what it is that their government is doing and has been doing to Falun Gong for the past 2 years, in the same way that many of the Germans, I think, were really alarmed to have understood the extent of the concentration camps and the extermination of the Jews.
In the past year, 10 former Nazi soldiers and military officials were stripped of their eligibility of U.S. citizenship by courts in Massachusetts, Florida, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and elsewhere. Germany, Italy, Australia, Israel, and other countries are still suing Nazi criminals.
And we can get a judgment against Jan Zemin for genocide and a judgment against Office 610 as well for genocide and torture and crimes against humanity. And I think that that certainly sends a signal to China that this is unacceptable behavior that a United States court has ruled.
Since July 2001, when Jiang initiated his campaign against Falun Gong, many party officials directly responsible for persecuting practitioners have been sued by countries. In July 2001, Zhao Jufei, head of public security for Hubei province, was sued in New York. Zhao Yongkang, secretary of the Sichuan Province Party Committee, was sued in Chicago. In February 2002, Beijing Mayor Liu Qi and Chia Duren, vice governor of Liaoning Province, was sued in San Francisco. And in December 2002, Li Liangqing, former member of the Politburo Standing Committee and the main person in charge of the 610 office, was sued in France. The legal case against Jiang Zemin, Zheng Qinhong, and Liu Gan of the 610 office was also submitted to the International Criminal Court in October 2002. During the 59th United Nations Commission on Human Rights meeting in March 2003, international human rights attorney Philip Grant, president of a Swiss-based international organization called Track Impunity Always, held a press conference.
I was given the mandate by several victims of the Chinese repression to prepare a criminal complaint against Jiang Zemin, which will be filed here in Switzerland before the competent prosecuting authority when and if Jiang Zemin will set foot again on Swiss territory.
Those who participate either actively or otherwise in this persecution are violating not only Chinese law, but also conventional and customary law. They are breaking international laws that the international community has a duty to enforce. We have not stopped pursuing Nazi war criminals to hold them accountable for participating in genocide. We must not ignore the genocide happening before our eyes in China. It is our duty to humanity not to let history repeat itself.